My name is Tamitha Scove, and I want to open your world to something you probably never knew existed. It's a new field called space weather. Now, what is space weather? Well, most people believe because it's got the word space in it, it's got to be like astronomy. But it's so much more, and here's why. Space weather affects you. Think of all the technology we take for granted, like GPS on cell phones, drones that fly around, commercial airline flights, satellite internet, satellite TV, even radio broadcasts. These are all affected by space weather. You know what else is affected? Communications. Especially the kind that happens during an earthquake or a hurricane. Imagine not being able to get a hold of your loved ones when it's most important, and not really knowing why. Now, I've been doing space weather forecasts on YouTube and sometimes even live on television for about the past 4 years. You may recognize my alter ego from series I've done for the History Channel and the Weather Channel. I've appeared on NASA TV for the Smithsonian Museum and for NASA's coast-to-coast coverage of the total solar eclipse in 2017. And most recently, I was featured in the January-February issue of Popular Science Magazine. And if none of that rings a bell, then maybe you've caught me live on the Weather Channel when I'm doing forecasting during a big solar storm and there's a good chance for aurora in the United States. And during the recent devastations caused by Hurricanes Harvey and Irma, my forecasts were actually picked up by the Russian state-owned network REN TV. And I can't tell you how grateful I was to see my forecast translated into another language, especially since so few understood how much the sun disrupted emergency communications during those disasters. And my work has taught me so much about all the technologies that are susceptible to space weather. In fact, this is why I began reaching out to you on social media. Because I had learned how industry dealt with the effects of space weather, but I wanted to understand how we as a society deal with its effects on our modern world. And what you all have taught me has been mind-blowing. You'd be amazed to know how much space weather already affects our everyday lives. So, I've decided to create more forecasts, create more educational content, and create a future for space weather broadcasting. These are just a few of the ways that I can enable you to dive as deep as you want and make space weather part of your world. I hope I've given you a sense of the urgent responsibility I feel to expand our understanding of space and how it connects with our world. You know, there's no time to waste because we're rapidly advancing beyond the boundaries of our own planet on our way to becoming a spacefaring society. And it's very exciting. Now, on the horizon, I see a future in which we are all connected with a global awareness of space weather. So let us stand at the rim of space together and reshape what we think of it. Help me create a world prepared for the future.